The crowd erupts. It's a game winner.
Or is it?
You make the call. Become an official. Contact your local high school. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
All right, back at Piers Legion Park, Nate Jansen reaches on an error to begin the bottom of the sixth. He's at second base. Now ground ball to short. Got away at first, so Nate scampers over to second base. Last up with a 5-1 lead, and Chad Weiss, the batter. As Matt Gottwalt, the Royalton right-hander, delivers and moves him off the plate. We're in the bottom half of the sixth, Lastrup 5. They scored one in the first, two in the second, added two in the fifth. Royalton got their lone tally in the fifth inning. Two balls, no strikes to Chad Weiss. Jansen at second, nobody out. Gottwalt, who's gone the way. There's a drive to left. That ball's well hit. That ball is to the alley. That ball is up against the wall. It'll get Jansen home as Weiss checks in with an RBI double, and it's 6-1 Lakers. Chad Weiss drives a double to the gap in left center. Nick Burscheid calling our balls and strikes today. And we're going to have a runner. Is that Preston? Preston Rushlow will run for Chad Weiss. Paul Herman lifts one, back out of play, and it's a foul ball strike. So Lastrup now up 6-1 with Preston Rushlow pinch running out at second for Chad Weiss. Weiss's RBI double bringing home Nate Jansen. Rick Schliemann on deck. And the pitch in and a fly ball center field. This is Ryan Snyder, started back, now comes in, gloves it, and that's the first out of the inning. Herman skying to center field. Now it's the first baseman, Rick Schliemann. Defensively for Royalton, Matt Gottwalt on the mound. He's gone the whole way. Matt Merton handling the catching duties. First base is Adam Yorkcheck. Second base, Zach Lanners. Here's the pitch in the dirt. Nice stop by Merton. Steve Hoff at short. Cade Stang at third. Royalton's outfield is Jared Foss in left, Ryan Snyder in center, Brady Molzoff in right. 305 to right, 310 to left, 370 to center. Wind blowing in here at Legion Park today. Gottwalt checks the pinch runner, Rushlow. And swing and a miss by Schliemann. Ball and a strike. The double by Weiss. Lastrup's 11th hit. That error allowing Jansen to reach the first committed by the River Dogs. Big swing and a miss by Schliemann. Chased one down and in. 1-2. Home half of the sixth inning. Lastrup, 6. Royalton won. All five East Division teams in action today. They're going to go 4-1. And the only loss is going to be this game, the loser this game, the only interdivision game. There's a ball off the glove of Merton, and Rushlow will go to third. 2-2 to Schliemann with a runner at third base, one out. Bulldogs win. Billy Goats win. Brewers have won. It's a log jam at the top of the East. The two South Division teams that didn't play today were Avon and Freeport. Schliemann lifts one back and out. And on. Onto the roof of the press box. Matt Merton, veteran right-hander out there for Royalton. Boy, I like those uniforms. They're kind of like the Milwaukee Brewer look. All white jerseys, pants. High fly ball to right field. Molzoff going back, still going, reaches up, tumbles into the wall, and hangs on. No, he dropped that ball, says That was his hat. That was his hat on the warning track. He had the ball in his glove. The emblem on the hat looked like the ball, but I certainly think that was the catch. I think that was an optical illusion there. The right fielder, Brady Malzoff, I believe, made that catch. His hat fell off as he hit the wall in right, and the River Dogs emblem is a white one. And, boy, when you're 350 feet away out there and the front of the cap facing towards the infield, it my initial reaction, too, was that the ball was out. But you, as you watch the play unfold, it certainly looked like Malzoff never lost possession of the ball. He just picked up his cap, and when he picked up his cap, it was obvious that's what the white spot was out on the ground. It's going to go as a double for Schliemann. It scores Rushlow. And it's 7-1 Lastrup. And Jason Sedlovsky is the hitter. Reggie Litke is on deck. Outside. Boy, lost in the shuffle was the outstanding play by Malzoff. Schliemann came within about a foot of getting that over the fence as Sedlovsky watches outside. He's aboard on a four-pitch walk. First and second for Lastrup, and here's Reggie Litke with Dan Sayre on deck now. Lastrup 7, Royalton 1, one out, sixth inning. Two on. The set and the pitch is low from Gutwalt. Good stop by Merton. Got over here as soon as we could from Holdingford. Of course, it's county roads all the way over here. Yorchek playing in front of Sedlovsky over there at the first base bag as Merton snaps in a fastball. 1-1. The familiar navy blue jerseys, white pants with the powder blue numbers for Lastrup. Fly ball towards left. Playable for Foss. Foss juggles and holds on. That ball hit the mitt, popped up, held it, and kind of as a little bit of a show, he shows the ball to the umpire. Says, yes, I held on to that. F7 for Litke, two down. And it brings up Dan Sayre for Lastrup. And Sayre ready. And he watches one outside. And he fouled out to first base his last time up. Matt Gottwalt gets the sign from Matt Merton. Little bit up and away. 2-0 now to Sayre. Kurt Caughey on deck. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's in for a strike. Yeah, 7-1 Lastrup. Sayre takes high. 3-1. Underway as we join this game in progress from Piers Legion Park today. Here's Gottwalt checking the runners, and he comes home with a 3-1 pitch, and he walks Sayre inside to fill the bases for Kurt Caughey. Schliemann to third, Sedlovsky to second, and Sayre goes to first. So a chance here to really break it open for Caughey and the Lakers. A Sweet 16 team in Belle Plaine in Jordan last summer. Low and outside, backhand stop by the catcher, Matt Merton. Scott Jansen on deck. Seven-1 Lakers over the River Dogs here. Right-handed hitting Caughey in his second season with the Lakers. Watches a strike in, 1-1. Couple of doubles in the inning, one for Weiss, one for Schliemann. Both driving in runs here as it's gone from 5-1 to 7-1. Caughey watches low and outside, 2-1. He's the eighth Laker to hit. Wind's blowing in here at Piers Legion Park. I don't know, did you guys get any rain during your game, Steve? It rained for about a half an inning in Holdingford. And that was it. Ground ball right side. Lanners to his left. Shovels it. And the inning's over as that's all for Lastrup. They score two. They leave three. And at the end of six, the new score, Lastrup 7, Royalton 1.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
With 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/Best Network.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Back at Piers Legion Park, Jamie Littke on to throw now for the Lastrup Lakers. Littke takes over from Henneken. Lastrup 7, Royalton 1. We go to the top of the seventh inning. 7 runs, 12 hits, and an error for the Lakers. 1-7-1, the line for the River Dogs. So Reggie Littke catching. It's Rick Schliemann at first base. Paul Herman at second. Danny Sayre short. Jason Sedlowski at third. Chad Weiss in left. Nate Jansen in center with Scott Jansen in right. And now Littke on the mound. So the Littke boys will be pitching and catching here. And leading off for Royalton in the seventh, their shortstop, Steve Hoff. So Jamie Littke ready to deal his first pitch. Probably a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Nope. Pulled the string. Popped him up. Shortstop Sayre coming in onto the grass has it. One pitch, one out. Hoff retired, popping to short. And it brings up Royalton center fielder Ryan Snyder. 7-1 Lastrup. Opening day here. Weather permitting, high school ball returns tomorrow afternoon. Eden Valley Watkins is here to face Piers. You'll hear that one here on You Are There Sports. One ball as Snyder takes outside. Molzoff on deck. Littke misses a little bit low. Two balls, no strikes. Jason Sedlowski plays up on the grass at third. And the pitch. Off speed and outside. Here's the Littke offering. It's high. It's a four-pitch walk to put Ryan Snyder aboard with one out. Here's right fielder Brady Molzoff. We'll see if he says anything to Nick Burscheid about that play out in right. He is kind of smiling, probably joking a little bit, as Molzoff involved in that catch, no catch out in right off Schliemann's bat. Pitch is a strike. 0-1. Throw to first. Back is Snyder. And Littke kicks up some dirt. Two are 1-1 now. Littke from the set. Snyder with a decent lead. Ground ball, left side, foul. 1-2. One ball, two strikes to right-handed hitting Brady Molzhoff. A rare missed game today for Brandon Lochner, but he's got a pretty good reason. There's a pop-up. Middle infield, Herman at second, circles underneath, has it, two outs. Brandon's accompanying his wife, Julie. They're going to be, Julie's running the Boston Marathon tomorrow. So we certainly say good luck to her. And Brandon, along for the ride. Moral support. So two outs. And there's a pop-up towards the first base. Dugout, Schliemann coming over. Just out of his reach. Zach Lanner's the hitter. And there's one strike. Still at first is Ryan Snyder, now with two outs. And Snyder looks like he did something to his hip down at first. I don't know what happened there. All of a sudden, he's kind of flexing that and holding that right hip area. Zach Lanner's playing second base here for Royalton. Here's the wind and the breaking ball just inside. Evens the count at 1-1 to Lanner's. There's a sidearm pitch. Popped him up to third. This is Sedlovsky. He's got it, and Littke gets three infield pop-ups. To short, to second, to first, and Rick Schliemann gave it a good, or I should say Schliemann had a good try. It's actually second, short, and third that make the outs, and Snyder is stranded at first. Seventh inning stretch, Lastrup in front of Royalton. It's 7-1 here on opening day baseball from Piers Legion Park.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's, Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
Before tip-off, let us stand for our national anthem.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Schools need athletes, but they also need pep bands. Get involved in music, drama, speech, visual arts, or athletics. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Bottom of the seventh inning, right fielder Scott Jansen leads off against Matt Gottwalt. Fly ball, right center, Snyder coming on. He won't get to it. It's down for a base hit. Scott Jansen, a little fly ball single into right center field as Molzhoff and Snyder got together on it, but it fell between the two. And that is hit number 13 for Lastrup against Matt Gottwalt today. And now it's center fielder Nate Jansen reached on an error and scored in the sixth. 7-1 Lastrup. Low, blocked by Merton. Top of the order, Chad Weiss on deck. Lead over there for Scott Jansen. Here's the wind and the pitch. Ground ball to third. Couple of hops. They'll go to second for one, and that's it. They get the force out there. as Cade Stang goes over to Lanners for the fielder's choice 5-4 scoring play. One out. Nate Jansen aboard. Top of the order, left fielder Chad Weiss stands in. Seven-1, Lakers with the lead, and the pitch lined to third for the out. Double off Jansen, double play, inning over. Stang leaping up, making a catch, and Nate got trapped off first, an easy out there. And that retires Lastrup in the seventh inning. Quick work there by Matt Gottwalt. And we head to the eighth inning. The score remains Lastrup 7 and Royalton 1.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
My fellow classmates, this is the most exciting time of our lives. A time to IM, a time to talk about each other, a time to play video games so late you sleep all day and your mom covers for you. Yeah. We'll never forget what we experienced together, like watching TV and driving around and stopping at the drive-thru. These are the times to remember, like that one time that funny thing happened to that one guy, or what's his name, or maybe it was that one girl. Anyway. To everyone we never really knew, let's party a lot this summer, because you always seemed really cool in physics or whatever. Today, nothing's out of reach, except college, since we pretty much blew the last 4 years. But they were the best years of our lives. I believe we can fly. I believe we can touch the sky. Maybe that's last night talking. Who knows? Thank you.
If you don't do anything now, you might not do much later. Get involved and get something worth remembering. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Catcher Matt Merton leads off the Royalton eighth, 7-1, and he lines one into right, a base hit. Jansen over to cut it off, and Merton with a leadoff single against Jamie Litke. Hit number 8 for the River Dogs today. A leadoff hit brings up first baseman Adam Yarchick. He singled in the 6th. 7-1, Lastrup with the lead here. Jamie starting his second inning, misses high, ball one. Comes inside, a little bit low as well. Two balls, no strikes. Third baseman Cade Stang due up next. Both these teams play next Sunday as well. Inside 3-0. Lastrup will take on the Brewers here. That's a 1 o'clock start. 1 o'clock, a half hour early here at Legion Park next, and I believe that's a Brewer home game. Here's a strike, 3-1. Lastrup will play all of their home games here in Piers this year. Here's the 3-1 pitch, ground ball to the second, could be two. Herman, Tessier for one. On to first, double play, 4-6-3. And just like that, there are two outs, bases empty. Tailor-made situation there. Sharply hit grounder to second. The easy relay, Herman to Sayre to Schliemann to take Merton and Yurchek out of the action. Two down. Here's third baseman Cade Stang, and he watches a curveball in strike one. Stang popped up to Schliemann in the 6th at first base. One strike and the delivery. Knuckler just inside. 1-1. 7-1, Lastrup in front of Royalton here. Lakers out hitting the River Dogs 13-8. Each team has committed an error. That pitch hangs inside. 2-1 to young Cade Stang. Outfield straight away. Bullpen going to scurry and get active now for Lastrup. Chopper. Left side of the mound, third base side, Litke cleanly up with it to Schliemann. One, actually, well, not a typical 1-2-3 inning, but nonetheless, three batters faced with a double play ball. Lickie throws out Stang, and that ends the top of the eighth inning. No runs, one hit, none left. Bottom of the eighth coming up. Still, Lastrup in front of Royalton 7-1.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
Retweet your activation. Upgrade early termination. Other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Home half of the eighth inning. It's Lastrup leading Royalton 7-1 here on opening day. Matt Gutwalt still out there. As it looks like, Bob Polkamp is going to bat here in the eighth for Herman. Polkamp for Herman. As Matt Gutwalt makes his final warm-up toss, and Bob comes up to the plate. He'll be followed by Rick Schliemann and Jason Sedlowski. This is the 2, 3, and 4 part of the order. So, Polkamp, the bullpen's going here for Lastrup. Is that Scoop? Looks like Dan Rutt. Yeah, that's Dan. As soon as he goes into his motion, I've seen that for 25 years. That's Scoop. Here's the pitch from Gutwalt. Polkamp rolls it out to second. Lanners has it, and he'll flip to first, and Bob's out on a pitch. One out. Brings up Lastrup first baseman Rick Schliemann. Yeah, he works at Talon Industries down in Sauk Rapids. Yeah, it's a, what do they call that? A lot of CAD work and that type of stuff. Schliemann, ball one outside. Rick, a double up against the right field fence to drive in a run in the sixth. 7-1 Lastrup. Gutwalt snuck one by him. 1-1. Royalton's going to need a big ninth. Gutwalt ready. Schliemann watches a fastball on the edge. 1-2 now to Schliemann. 1 o'clock next week, Brewers and Lastrup. Royalton will have their home opener with the Avon Lakers. Fouled away. It'll be the season opener for Avon. They were idle. Also next week, you've got Randall opening up at Flensburg. It'll be St. Wendell going to Holding Ford. Uppsala and Opole meet in Opole. St. Matthias home to Nisswa as the North gets underway. There's a pitch low, 2-2. Freeport goes to Trobeck Field to face the Steves. Buckman and the Bulldogs play here at 4. And the Gutwalt pitch popped up. I think that's going to get out of play. First base dugout. Merton up against the fence, runs out of room. And then it's Sobieski, Fort Ripley at Fort Ripley next Sunday afternoon. The defending state champs and a Sweet 16 team. Lastrup a Sweet 16 team. Nisswa, Sweet 16 is... The pitch is on the way to Schliemann from Gutwalt. Off speed and flipped up and out. I thought that might get in here. Still 2-2 as it comes back at us. One out here in the bottom of the eighth. due up in the ninth for the River Dogs. They will have the bottom third, Hunter Young, Jared Foss, and Steve Hoff scheduled up. And again, the 2-2 pitch. Gottwald, fastball, opposite field fly. Foss should have this. Makes the catch. Schliemann is out number two. Two down, and the third baseman, Jason Sadlowski, to the plate. He walked last time up in the sixth inning. Schneider playing Sadlowski the opposite way. And there's a ball grounded up the middle to his left, Hoff near the bag, up with it, on to first, and the inning's over. Three up, three down for the Lastrup Lakers. We go to the ninth inning. It's Lastrup leading 7-1 over Royalton.
To the 10, to the 5, and he's down. Joey Blake on the carry, and there's a flag on the play. About this, people. If we hung the referee, who would officiate the game? There would be no game. Then what? Students out on the streets, tempted by vandalism, sex, even drugs. Instead of berating the ref, we should be buying him a cup of coffee or a hamburger. And not only that, but give him a big thanks, buddy, and a hug. Now let's try it again. A burger, a coffee, hug the referee.
A burger, a coffee, hug the referee.
Without officials, high school sports wouldn't exist. Contact your local high school to find out more about becoming one.
Hug referee!
It may be more rewarding than you think. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
We go to the ninth inning at Legion Park, and Lastrup goes to the bullpen. Dan Rushlow will come in to relieve Jamie Litke. 7-1 Lakers lead Royalton. Herman back in the game at second. He was pinch hit for by Bob Polkamp, but he re-enters the game defensively out at second base. Looks like everything else remains the same. Seven runs, 13 hits, one error for Lastrup. A run, eight hits, and an error for Royalton. Top of the ninth inning, last chance for the River Dogs, and the bottom third of their order is scheduled up. This will be the designated hitter, Hunter Young, who bats for Matt Gottwalt, the pitcher. A base hit last time up. One of eight hits for Royalton today. So here we go with the ninth inning. And Scoop's pitch misses outside. Ball one. Standing up on the plate is Young. Rushlow's pitch. There is a strike. So we've seen both Rushlows. Preston as a runner. Now Scoop is a pitcher. And the 1-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes to Hunter Young. Reggie Litke puts down the sign. Here's Scoop's pitch. Left outside. 2-2. Jared Foss due up next. There's a ground ball to second. Herman knocks it down, picks it up, throws, and he does not get it there in time. That was a well-hit ball, and Herman had it go in and out of the glove, in between the legs, behind him. By the time he finally got a piece of it to pick it up and firmly grip it, Young was at first base. E4. So one out, or I should say no outs as a runner reaches. Scoop Rushlow delivers, and it's fouled away. One strike. The Royalton River Dogs. Outside again. This is Aaron Trutwin batting. Trutwin for Foss. Two balls, two strikes to Trutwin in a pinch-hitting role for Jared Foss here. One on, nobody out. Rush low ready. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Rushlow gets the strikeout. One down in the ninth. And this is Ryan Wiener batting for Hoff. Ryan Wiener batting, pinch hitting. One on, one out for the River Dogs, and Rushlow misses high, missed outside on the first pitch, 2-0, top of the order on deck, Schneider. Scoops pitch, dropped in for a strike, 2-1. Brewers defeat St. Wendell 3-2 today. Bulldogs open up, winning in St. Stephen 10-1. Buckman 10-7 over, holding Ford on the road. And we're two outs away from wrapping it up here at Legion Park with Lastrup leading 7-1 over Royalton. 3-1 now to Ryan Wiener. Swinging a tapper to the mound. This could end it. To second for one. Sayers relay double play. And the Lakers open up with the win. Final, Lastrup 7. Royalton won, a game-ending double play by Scoop Rushlow as the teams will shake hands, and this game is in the books.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's, Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
Well, the Lastrup Lakers off on a winning note as they defeat Royalton 7-1 this afternoon. The Lakers put up 7 runs, 13 hits. They commit 2 errors. Royalton a run on 8 hits with 1 error. Don't have a whole lot of details again as we got here about the 6th inning. So anything that transpired before that, I'll have to check the book and see what happened. We do know that the only runs we saw came in the 6th. RBI doubles by Weiss and Schliemann extended the lead from 5-1 to 7-1, and it was silent scoring after that. So 1-0 for Lastrup, 1-0 for the Brewers, 1-0 for Buckman, 1-0 for the Bulldogs, and Royalton 0-1. Those are your East Division current up-to-date standings. Next week, Lastrup's in action with the Brewers here at 1 o'clock, and Royalton's home to Avon, a 1:30 first pitch. So everything's final today now in the Victory League as Lastrup wraps it up with a 7-1 victory over Royalton. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you, weather permitting, here tomorrow as high school ball returns to Piers Legion Park, Eden Valley Watkins in town. Be sure to check out the official Victory League website. That's www.victoryleague.org. Updated scores and standings and schedules, rosters, that's all available for you as we update that as soon as we can and keep it as up to date as possible. 7-1, Lastrup opens with a win over Royalton.